It's nearly 7 o'clock on Monday morning, the first day of my attempt to break the record for riding around Australia yet again. I'm about 40 or 50 kilometres south of Taree. I've done a little under 200 kilometres so far today. The sun is up. Well, almost, and there's a lot of early morning traffic on the road. It's a freeway, so it's not too bad for riding along because there's quite a wide breakdown lane. I set off from the McDonald's restaurant in West Gosford at just about 10 o'clock last night. I was gratified to see about 10 to 15 of my friends on the Central Coast come down and see me off. It was a bit of a miserable night, fair bit of drizzle around and quite cold, temperature forecast to get down to 5 degrees centigrade. We got there, Sharon and I got there about half an hour early, and had a cup of coffee and chatted with everybody, and then I set off heading north into a slight wind, still a little bit of drizzle around, up to Arimba where I got on the F3 freeway as I rode north along the Pacific Highway to get to the freeway. Cars came through every so often with my friends in, shouting out, seeing how I'm going so far, which is good. Once I got on the freeway, that's after about 10 kilometres, the rain pretty much stopped, and the sky gradually cleared in front of me, and there were quite a lot of stars around. The road was damp. There was a fair bit of mist, which made riding conditions a little bit difficult because it caused my glasses to fog up all the time. And when you get the glare of headlights going the other way, that sort of frosts up the glasses and makes it hard sometimes to see what you're doing. It didn't get much colder than it was when I set off, so I didn't have to put on any more gear, just riding in my short cycle Knicks, well actually two pairs of Knicks to ease the pain on the butt. Gore-Tex socks over the top of my woolen socks, just to reduce the exposure to the cold temperature for my feet, which always then have poor circulation and end up with numb toes, and a rain jacket. I decided to just keep riding the whole length of the F3 up to Newcastle, which is about 80 kilometres, maybe a little bit more, without stopping. I stopped briefly once just to put my iPod on and listen to music as I travel north. Did have the occasional moment wondering what I was thinking setting out again. I just got to try not to think about how many days I'm doing this for, just take it one day at a time. I reached Raymond Terrace, which was just under 100 kilometres, at about 2 a.m. so that was quite good time. Not great time, but not bad. There was a little bit of a headwind, and the bike's quite heavy. I think I overbought on food and drinks for the first day, especially given that there's a reasonable number of towns along the route and I can easily restock. So that's made the bike a bit heavier than perhaps it needs to be. Not a very smart move. Anyway, traffic was quite quiet in Raymond Terrace, although there must have been something going on because I had three police cars go past me without their sirens on, but at high speed heading north, one after the other. Now, I had seen a small car go through quite fast, well above the speed limit, just a half a minute earlier, so maybe there was some kind of pursuit going on. I never saw them again though. I guess these are the things that go on in the small hours that most of us never see or hear about. So about 5 kilometres after I got going again, after Raymond Terrace, my night went rapidly downhill. My rear cluster gears had been sticking a bit, which bothered me because I didn't remember them doing that at all on the trip from Broken Hill, which I did about a month ago as a warm-up, and then the gear cable snapped and I was left with, I've got a 20 speed bike, left with two gears, 10th gear and 20th gear. Probably the smartest thing to do, and I did toy with the idea, would have been to turn around, go to the nearest station around Newcastle somewhere, get the train back home, get the bike fixed, set out in another couple of days' time. However, I couldn't really face the thought of returning and starting again. The downside of continuing is that 10th gear is not low enough really to negotiate most of the hills, so I've lost most of my hill climbing gears. And although it's not a hilly road heading north, or not mountainous, there certainly are some fairly significant hills, and the risk is that I wouldn't even be able to ride up the hills where they were steeper, and B, the muscle that I have to use to get up those hills is going to make me more tired and risks some kind of muscle injury, because I'm really really have to stand on the pedals anyway. I decided to keep going, and I've been riding, I guess, 5 hours now, almost since the gear cable went. There are a couple of very long hills that I barely got up, especially in the last 20 or 30 k's after Gulladalla. There was one hill there I thought I was going to have to stop and get off and have a rest, but I just kept cranking away very slowly and got there in the end. I had a break at Gulladalla and checked my itinerary, where I've written down motels and bike shops in pretty much every town I go through, and I see that there are two bike shops in Taree, which, as I said, is only 40-45 kilometres ahead. So we'll go in there. It's a slight detour because there's a slight bus of Taree, let a couple of k's on, and I will hope that with a suitable amount of begging, one of those bike shops will have a mechanic who will replace the cable and adjust the gears. I do have a spare cable with me, and I'm pretty confident that I could eventually replace the cable and get it operational again, but I think it would take me a lot more time than a professional bike mechanic, and I certainly wasn't going to have a go in the middle of the night. I was quite cold, and I knew if I stopped and started fiddling around with my fingers trying to fix things, I'd rapidly get very cold and dispirited, and might not actually get it done. In daylight, I guess I would have had more chance, but I'd certainly keep that cable spare. It's in my one of my bags that I'm not going to open that often on the trip. And with any luck, the guy in Taree or one of the bike shops in Taree will fix it. And I'll lose only maybe an hour, which I dearly do not want to lose. I've set myself a big goal for this first day, 355, maybe 360 kilometres. I was hoping to get to Kempsey, my target, around 3 o'clock, and that would give me a reasonable chance of getting 6 or 7 hours sleep tonight before tomorrow. I guess now I'm looking at 5 or 6 hours sleep on the assumption I can get the bike fixed in an hour. There's another bike shop, or a couple of bike shops at Kempsey, but there's also a reasonable number of hills between Taree and Kempsey, and I really don't fancy riding up any more of them in 10th gear if I can possibly avoid it. So I might get to Taree a little bit before 9 o'clock, so the shops won't be open, but I'll just hang around till they do. Maybe get some breakfast and then sit outside, or some baked goods or something, and then sit outside the bike shop and wait for the guy to turn up. Buttonhole him as soon as he arrives. As usual now, the sun's up. The spirits rise a little bit. I wasn't sure how tired I'd get riding all night. I did sort of force myself to stay in bed yesterday until about 11:30 in the morning. In the hope that that would increase my chances of getting through the night and the balance of today without dozing off. So far I haven't felt the need for a sleep, although I do feel tired and a little bit zonked out. But not that bad. So as the sun starts shining in my eyes, I'll sign off.